Love it. Steely Dan, Hey 19. Steely Dan on the road with the Eagles and their long goodbye tour. The Eagles just posting that they are coming to Toronto. I knew it. March 13th, Scotiabanker. How could they not come to Toronto?
I mean,
come on,
it's
Eagles.
It's the greatest city in the world.
It really is. Yeah. March 13th, Scotiabank Arena. Tickets go on sale this Friday. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And here we are, the 1st of November, the start of Movember. Grow a mo, save a bro. It's Movember. Can you handle it? Shave the date, November 1st. Cheeky slogans with a serious message. Men's health matters. Our fathers, sons, brothers, partners, friends are dying too young. This is Movember's 17th year in Canada, 20 years internationally, taking care of men's mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer. Our guest is Shane DeMerchant, community manager with Movember Canada. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam and Jane. Great introduction. That was amazing. Big Eagles fan, too. So yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, happy Movember to you, Shane. And we've gone from a focus on women during Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October to a focus on men's health in November. How has Movember changed over the last couple of decades?
Yeah, you gave a lot of the messaging that I give every time I get to chat about Movember. But like you said, this is the 17th annual Movember campaign in Canada, where we encourage folks to grow mustaches and get involved in other ways to promote the message of men's health. We're raising funds for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, men's mental health, and suicide prevention. And over those 17 years, we funded globally about 1,300 men's health programs. And in Canada, there have been just over 300 of those innovative men's health programs in support of the men that we care about. So a lot of really important research, a lot of really important treatment, a lot of really important support programs in support of men who are struggling with one of those issues.
And it's about time because, you know, women, for whatever reason, generally speaking, are able to communicate how they feel and maybe go to the doctor more often than men. So isn't it great to have a focus on men's health from head to toe?
Yeah, I get to, in my role, I get to chat with boys and men from all across the country, and a generalization here, but I can confidently say that when it comes to taking care of themselves, when it comes to being proactive for their own health, when it comes to even concepts like wellness and self-care, that men are behind women in those areas. And we want to keep everyone that we care about around for as long as possible, but especially the men that we're losing too soon. So on average, men in Canada die about 4 to 5 years earlier than women do. We have a lower life expectancy, and I think that's something we all learn early on but don't really question. But a lot of men are dying early for preventable reasons, and there's a lot that we can do to keep them around as long as possible.
Certainly, we understand the awareness and research that's required for prostate and testicular cancer, but help us understand how serious the issue around men's suicide is in Canada.
Yeah, so in Canada, 3 out of 4 people who die by suicide are men. And suicide is the second leading cause of death for boys and men, roughly between the ages of 18 and 45. And that doesn't mean that men are struggling with issues like anxiety or depression or other forms of mental unwellness at rates any higher than women are. But it does mean that once they're getting to a point of crisis, once they're struggling, then they don't have the tools at hand. They don't have the comfort level. They don't have the literacy to deal with some of those issues. So it's something that we work hard, really hard year round to raise awareness on and get men and boys more comfortable having some of those uncomfortable conversations, reaching out when they do need help, and then reaching in to other people when they recognize issues in the men that they care about. And some of the work that we're doing this month will go a long way to help make that happen.
Before we let you go, Shane, Janie and I both have sons. We're both happily married to amazing men. And so what can we do? Because we know we can't grow mustaches. So how can we contribute this month?
Great question, Sam. I'm glad you asked that. So most people know Movember for the mustache, but there are a couple of different ways to get involved in the campaign this month. So if you head over to Movember.com, you can register. You can register to grow a mustache, obviously. You can register to host an event this month, or you can register to participate in what we call our Move campaign. We love our Mo pun, so M-O-V-E, Move, where we ask folks to either run or walk for 60 kilometers over the course of the month. And the number 60 is significant in this case. It represents the 60 men that we lose to suicide globally every hour, so on average about one man every minute globally. Beyond that, you can also just head over to Movember.com, find the people you know who are growing a mustache, donate to their campaign, give them some kudos for donating their face and being walking, talking billboards for men's health this month.
Well, for donating their face, I just heard you say that, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
And at what stage is your mustache?
I'm in the minority because my mustache is about as good as it gets right now, and then I shave it off, so I look weird because I go without a mustache for a couple of weeks, even though I have one for the full year. But I'm right with the people who struggle. It takes about mid-month until my mustache comes in and starts looking strong again. But yeah, I'll be shaving down in a little bit this morning.
Okay, so good luck this month. Shane DeMerchen, community manager with Movember Canada. Thank you, Shane.
Thank you so much. Anytime.
And let's check the drive.